pre-gavel item today. Some time ago, I delegated the role of appointing a creative laureate to Commissioner Nick Fish, and he did an exceptional job. He ran a rigorous and open and diverse process to find the most qualified candidate for this highly regarded position. Suba, I want to thank you for sharing your skills and your talents and your experiences to serve as the city's new creative laureate. We're very fortunate to have you on board, so thank you. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. And I'd like to begin by acknowledging that Eloise Damrosch is with us, the longtime head of the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and perhaps we could suspend the rules and give her a round of applause for her service. Mayor, we invited the former creative laureate, Julie Keefe, to join us, but she had a conflict. But I'd like to begin by thanking her for her service over the past 5 years as our creative laureate. As my colleagues know, in 2012, former Mayor Sam Adams appointed Julie as the city's first creative laureate. She is, of course, a champion for the arts, a highly respected community advocate, and a brilliant photographer. As our inaugural creative laureate, Julie served the city with distinction, and I think it's fair to say she set a very high bar for her successor. She now passes the baton to Subhashini Ganesan. And all of Portland is going to get used to pronouncing your name correctly.
She looks very skeptical about that.
Ms. Ganesan, known as Suba, is a leader in the regional arts community and practices, now here's where I need some help, Bharatanatyam.
Bharatanatyam.
That's pretty good. Try it again. I think you're close. Okay. Yes. Which, as everyone knows, is an ancient dance form from South India. She has contributed to the regional arts community through performance and education, and she's received too many grants and awards to mention today. Suba will bring passion and innovation and a wealth of experience to this position, and as the city's arts commissioner, I am so honored to welcome her to City Hall and to thank her for accepting the position. Suba, would you and Jeff Hawthorne and Amira Streeter please come forward for a brief presentation? And Mayor, with your permission, I'll turn it over to Amira Streeter, who is on my team, and I want to just say that She has worked long and hard on this process and kept us on track, and I really want to compliment Amira. This is the first big public process she's undertaken, and we've gotten lots of positive feedback, so I want to thank her for her work. Amira?
Right. Thank you, and good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Morning.
For the record, my name is Amira Streeter, and I'm a policy director for Commissioner Fish. And as the commissioner was saying, we are very excited to introduce Suba as the creative laureate. It has been an incredibly exciting process to find the next creative laureate. Late last year, the City of Portland made a call out to the artistic and creative community to apply for the position. After receiving more than 30 applications, a selection committee gathered to review the applications and pick their top choices. The selection committee was made up of representatives from RAC, Commissioner Udaly's office, Commissioner Fish's office, myself, a community stakeholder, and Julie Keefe, the current and first creative laureate. After careful deliberation, the committee chose a handful of strong candidates, four finalists, who were interviewed by Commissioner Fish. Highly recommended by her peers, mentors, and a broad range of community members, we were all immensely impressed with Suba's current work in the community and the general thoughtfulness and enthusiasm she brings wherever she goes. After the interview, it was clear that she was a rising star, if not an established star already, and we are very excited to have her. In addition to her work, we will be asking for a small stipend of $5,000 to help with costs that are with travel and with her work, and just to support her over the next 2 years. Suba is the founder and executive director of New Impressive Works, NEW, as a South Asian female immigrant to the United States. She's a contemporary dancer and artistic director of the Natya Leela Academy. She's been working to express a lot of emotional depth through her work, and her work has been showcased at local and regional festivals. I really relish the opportunity to work with her over the next 2 years, and it is with great enthusiasm that I introduce and welcome Subhashini Ganesan.
Yay. Or following her.
Either way. Maybe she's the finale.
Yeah, why don't we give her the last word, if you would say a few words.
Perfect. Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. I just want to say that there is no better person to represent the city of Portland at this point in time. Suba is an artist that we at the Regional Arts and Culture Council have grown to love and support. Over the last several years, we have provided her with technical assistance and project grant funding, teaching opportunities, and career development support. And in return, Suba has provided us all with exceptional craft, strong advocacy for a diverse and accessible arts community, and extraordinary insights to some of our most pressing challenges. So in addition to being a bridge between Portland City Council and the local creative community, part of her job description, we can also expect Suba to be invited to participate in a number of national conversations about what it means to be a global center of creativity. As you dispatch Suba as your ambassador, I hope you'll also invite her back often to ask for her opinions and to benefit from her observations. She has much to share about arts affordability, ways to improve public education, and whether we are distributing our arts investments equitably. Commissioner Fish, thank you so much for your leadership in finding a new and wonderful creative laureate for the city of Portland. Suba, congratulations and thank you. I really look forward to working with you.
For the record, my name is Subhashini Ganesan, Suba. Thank you, Mayor and City Council. Thank you to everyone involved in the selection committee and process. I'm deeply honored and extremely excited to serve as Portland's next Creative Laureate. I also thank Julie Keefe, our inaugural Creative Laureate, for her activism, work, and service. Julie has, in Commissioner Fish's words, set a high bar for this position, and I'm grateful that she has enthusiastically agreed to support me in these early months and show me the ropes. When I found out that Portland is the only city with a creative laureate, I thought, of course we are. I've lived in different cities in the U.S., and I can confidently say that Portland does have support systems to encourage the creativity of diverse artists in all levels of their professional careers. Even in these current times, with skyrocketing real estate prices, threatening affordability for artists and arts organizations, the city is listening to the artistic community and working with us to explore solutions. The Regional Arts and Culture Council works hard to keep finding new and creative opportunities to help multicultural artists and arts organizations thrive in Portland. The new Arts Affordability Act, which is in the works at City Council, is another positive example of the city's commitment to the sustainability of artists. As Creative Laureate, I will bring my voice and advocacy to doing all I can to connect RAC and the city to more diverse artists and arts organizations. Our city is the home to a rich network of multicultural professional artists from across the globe, and I look forward to bringing greater visibility for them so that more Portlanders can experience the rich global art forms that exist right here in our city. I want to bring my strengths to the city so that together we can find innovative ways to forge relationships through the arts. I hope to co-create efficient and accessible ways for multicultural emerging artists to receive mentorship from more experienced local artists who are enthusiastic to pass on their stories, knowledge, and resources. I also would love to find sustainable ways to expose youth from across our city to multidisciplinary and multicultural artistic experience. with a keen focus on building a new generation of arts writers, a cohort of enthusiastic youth who not only enjoy going to plays, dance performances, visual art exhibitions, but are also able to speak and write about the universal themes in these experiences. I look forward to working with Commissioner Fish and his office, the city, RAC, artists, and arts organizations across our city to find unique and respectful ways to connect different communities so that equitable artistic experiences and opportunities are available for everyone across our city. Thank you for offering me this opportunity to serve Portland.
Thank you. We're honored to have you.
Mayor and colleagues, I think you now have a better sense of why we are so excited that Suba applied for this position, was highly recommended for this position, and ultimately accepted an invitation to serve as our second Creative Laureate. And we're just thrilled to have her on the team and honored that she's chosen to spend the next 2 years serving as our ambassador. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your excellent work. Amira, well done.
Thank you.
Suba, thank you. We're so glad to have you on board. We're really excited about this. Thanks, Jeff, for all you've done.
Thank you.
Mayor, could we do a quick picture? I know we have a short session today, so could we take 1 minute
for
a picture?
Yeah, you got it. Why don't we just do it right here?
I want to thank all the family and friends who took the morning off to support Suba. That's really wonderful.
All right, good.